Worldwide Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
FFin Radio, this is Niccolo Comotti here at Venice 71, and today we have the pleasure to talk to Rakshan Banyatemat and Habib Razay, respectively director and one of the stars in Geseha Tales, the new film by Rakshan Banyatemat. So, could you just tell us, as a beginning, the nature of the film, the sort of short stories within an independent feature?
The choice of using this structure had several reasons. One of these was, as you mentioned, the fact of using short stories. Naturally, I was thinking of a long film with a long story. But then the fact that I had several different characters...
Not the longest story, sorry. No, I think for feature films, include of some shorter stories, not just longest stories.
Okay.
I didn't change my mind. At the first time, I was in this idea that make feature films with different stories.
These stories. Because I was thinking of several different characters, I decided to go. So.
Can you tell us more about love as a message in Geseha?
I didn't put pressure on the concept of love in order to be in the film. Love, it was a natural outcome of the film itself.
Instead of put the love in the stories, she get out love of the stories along the street, you know. He discovered the love, not put the love.
You know, because it's like a real life, that the, our life, it has many different layers, at pain, at darkness, and sad, hope, love. And love is, I think, is the common items in the real life.
When you came up with, you know, all these different subplots within the whole feature, so these stories and stories, I'm very curious about your writing process. There was some first story that really kind of kick-started the whole thing, and then from there you went into a sort of chain reaction, or you just said this and that, and then let's develop it? Because I'm curious to see if, where the fil rouge was added afterwards, or you already had in mind, you know.
The interesting question. Yeah. It was our challenge when we were writing the screenplay.
In reality, the stories were told at the same time individually, but with the idea in mind to put them all together in a feature.
At the same time, when we were writing each stories, at the same time, we were thinking about what would be the previous stories and the next one. So we had lots of challenge for writing, but it was very enjoyable.
Each story deals with a particular aspect that makes the sort of whole meaning of Iran. But you skipped religion. Is there a reason why?
I didn't want to speak about all the issues relating to Iranian society. It was something that I thought was meaningful for this moment, and also something that I've been working on in my previous films, so I decided to use these issues and come back with them.
You still kept the documentary feel sometimes in this fictional work of yours. Was there a reason?
Documentary, making documentary is the main part of my field, because I'm the same time I'm a documentarist.
Yeah.
So just the structure is different, feature and documentaries. It was not my pressure to put exactly a part with documentary. This subject should be, I think, should be more spotlight with documentary structure, not in another way, because they talk about their pain, they protest about their situation, and this structure, I think, it should be more effective.
Leaving aside for a second the documentary part, or the the feel of it. What really struck me is the fact that you bring to a minimal what it is cinema, so it's literally the actor, a static camera most of the times, not many different takes or angles, and therefore that means that the actor needs to be the one that also pull in what is to be revealed or what is to be hidden in a very, especially with these subtle dialogues, you know, in many scenes you're constantly on a twist just because of the actors and the sentences that they say, although they're not moving. What kind of work did you do with the actors themselves? I mean, are you incredibly lucky and gifted and you found incredibly good actors, or you have a specific kind of work and before shooting or during shooting to get the kind of natural feel in it?
حدود چهار ماه قبل از کار تمرین پنج ماه قبل از شوتینگ تمرین داشتیم.
We have been rehearsing for about 5 months before shooting.
و تمام بخشا در واقع چه به لحاظ
We have been discussing and actually planning all the details about the shooting and the acting and all the details of the filmmaking in that period of time so that it was all well set out.
و همه سعی در واقع این به واقع نمایی
And all our efforts were focused on making it like reality and that's why it comes out to be like very like a documentary as well and all the elements of the drama were considered and brought in because of this
the mise-en-scene, the dialogue, the camera moving and everything but just we want to show it's like a documentary For example, the bus that the workers used to go to somewhere that we show like a documentary, it's completely each detail and each everything was for a long time rehearsed.
The movie is critical about society, Iranian society, but you leave hope ultimately in the story. Was it a very important aspect to let it seen and felt in your film?
It is because I believe that the future belongs to the young people and it's them that with their hopes and desires and ideals are capable of bringing about change.
So regarding hope, what is it for you?
As I said before, life is made of very different layers such as hope, love. It's these elements that can bring about change. Hope means change and overcoming the problems.
The social problems.
The social problems.
I'm curious to ask you something that maybe looks more towards the future rather than talking about this film, because this film is a sort of... you kind of wanted to maybe just, you know, bring all the strings in one kind of bundle and pull it off from your previous films, making also like a critique by the ghost towards the future about Iran. And so what's going to happen next? Because this is almost like a sort of all-encompassing discourse that you do. You know, we, for us, kind of exotic eyes of Europeans, we get through all the real stories of Iranians, and we get to see a very clear picture through all these different kind of experiences. So you have, now that it's more freer, the management team like is not Ahmadinejad anymore, and you have kind of a blank page. What's going to happen next for you?
Exactly as you said, the current conditions make people being more hopeful about their future, and this hope also can affect a possible change.
How do you feel about the idea of an Iranian cinema family?
I prefer Habib to speak about this issue in this film because of the participation of the very top actors and actresses of the Iranian cinema, it made feel people that it was a family context in the filmmaking, but it is completely independent from the idea of family.
Well, it's expression, you know, it's not exactly about real. اتفاقی که در این فیلم افتاد خب میگم اون 5 ماه تمرین
what happened is that in the 5 months that we worked together in the making of this film we improved a lot and we got closer and closer and that made the film to be a better product. The actors that participated in this film were all well known and among the best actors on the scene, let's say in Iran. And there were many opportunities to improve during this time, and by working together, this occurred. As with all the projects of cinema that we try to work on, we try to achieve the highest possibilities and with the greatest detail. Already at the time, I mean, we had the hope and the feeling that the product was going to be great, and we knew that. And when we freed these energies that we had while we made the film, we realized that it was actually true, that the film was a great product. But this detailی که شما گفتید من
نه این که ما از هر کسی دعوت کرد از همه
all the people we asked to work with, all the actors, they replied immediately and willingly, and they participated in the film wholeheartedly.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
The real life. It's an everyday connection with the society. Never I don't sit at my room and just write. The most important point to make temporary connection with the society and the situation of the characters that I will be able to write about a character when completely I feel their situation, their pain, their idea, and then I can write about them, a creative character.
How did you manage to make this film anyway with all the previous restrictions and limitations in Iranian censorship?
In the period of time when I start thinking about how to make a film, I take into consideration the issues concerning how is it possible to make it here and within the limitations that are in place. I don't do self-censorship, this is not what I mean, but I take into consideration all the elements that affect the screening and the possibility of screening. And naturally, there are many problems when we are trying to make films, but luckily we resist to them, and so far I've been always successful in producing my films.
It sounds a bit cynical as a question, but I'm really intrigued to hear your perspective, because Habib, for example, your character represents the socially engaged filmmaker, the one that should actually bring change, you know, by informing.
Shadow of.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That's precisely the figure that kind of, in my mind and in my sort of, what can I say, morals, it keeps battling. If actually cinema can bring change. I mean, sometimes I'm a bit doubtful about the passage between information and actually social change. You know, cinema can inform, you know, there's the whole world now, of course, for the Iranian school of cinema, we know the situation. But the change was actually, do you think that, like, practically, what really brings it, like, a socially engaged filmmaker to keep going and keep hoping, even when the situation is so bleak?
Can I say about one sentence before you? Oh, sorry. Because I started thinking about your question, you know. It's a question of myself. I think the social filmmaker, as Mrs. Bani Etemad, is just like an X-ray, you know. It's the located the pain, just located. And they know every side of the pain. But I think not exactly making a change, but about the describe and tell us about the how did can I change, and how could we start, how could we end, and what's happened if we did it or we did not, you know. I think it's just like X-ray or sonography, you know. It's not a treatful, you know. It's just located, and it's just a figure out where is your body has a pain. It's just my opinion.
I believe that cultural and artistic work is like a drop of water on a very big stone. You cannot expect this drop by one to destroy this stone, but by the multitude of drops, it might change. And I believe if the work of art can bring about awareness to people, well, this can put people on the right path to bring about changing the end.
Thank you very much, Rakhshan Bani Etemad, Habib Raitse, for being with us here at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.